Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Mia, so let's go ahead and get started. It's kind of strange to hear her doing that. It's almost cute. Guess it's just another reminder that her stoic exterior is more of a facade than anything else.
After listening in for a few more seconds, you finally decide to head upstairs. Approaching your bedroom door, you once again hear a strange noise coming from within.
What the? What's she doing in there?
Pressing your ear against the door, you listen in more carefully.
Well, she's definitely not humming a song.
Turning the handle, you slowly open the door.
Oh! God, I needed this.
Rubbing her fingers around her clit, she lets a quiet whimper escape her breath.
Need some help with that? Oh, shit! Grim, what are you doing? Watching my girlfriend masturbate. What does it look like? You almost scared the crap out of me. What am I doing? Shouldn't I be asking you that? Sorry, just need to decompress. So, this is why you wanted to be alone, huh? I'm a little hurt, honestly. Why?
Sitting down on the bed, you brush your hand over Sadie's leg.
People in relationships are allowed to masturbate, like, I mean, it doesn't always have to be sex. You know, a lot of people say, oh, masturbation's bad, but it's actually good to every once in a while, and, you know, not every time do people want to have sex in relationships, so masturbation is fine. Sitting down on the bed, you brush your hand over Sadie's leg. And some of you guys that have been married for a while can tell me how you've probably masturbated more frequently post-marriage than before marriage. Look, it is what it is. It is what it is. Well, I would have been more happy to give you a hand. Oh, yeah? Is that all you want to do? Just a hand? Can we get a foot, an ass, a mouth? Not all together, though. What do you mean? I'm not really in the mood for all that other stuff, babe. That's why I didn't want to get you all worked up if I wasn't going to give you something as well. Hey, how selfish do you really think I am? I can give without receiving, just so you know. Really? Of course. Here, let me prove it to you.
Without waiting for Sadie's approval, you climb onto the bed and slide in between her legs.
I didn't even say you can. Oh, well, can I? Go ahead. I was hoping she was going to say, well, you know, since you're down there, you might as well. Just kind of like a sarcastic way. Nice.
Wetting your fingers, you gently insert them into Sadie's pussy.
Enjoying it already? Just keep going.
Focusing on the task at hand, you begin fingering Sadie, enjoying her walls pressing around your finger each time you go in. Each time followed by a beautiful sound coming out of Sadie's mouth.
That feels so good, Grim. See? Isn't it always better when someone else does it for you? I'll remember that for the future. Lucky me.
Removing your fingers, you move your face in closer to her glistening wet pussy.
Now, if you don't mind, may I have a taste? That's something you don't ever have to ask about.
Putting her hand on the top of your head, Sadie pushes your face right into it.
Damn! Let's push him on in there! Oh, fuck!
Flicking, licking, twirling your tongue expertly around Sadie's pussy.
Fresh fish!
At the immense pleasure she's experiencing.
Oh, fucking shit, Grim. You're unbelievable at that.
Hearing her words of satisfaction, you start working on her with even more intensity now.
Fuck! I'm gonna come, Grim! Yes! Yes! Oh, she's doing the herbal essences. Here it goes!
Just as she announced, Sadie does exactly that.
Grim! Well, I did it tomorrow. Oops! Looks like I'm interrupting something.
Instantly slapping her hands over her genitals, Sadie's face goes bright red.
Didn't anyone ever teach you to knock? What? What's the big deal?
Quickly looking over her shoulder to see if anyone is behind her, she continues on.
It's gonna be like that Red and Stimpy. There's nobody behind me, and then you look and it's all the dun dun dun! It's not like I haven't seen it before. It's not the same thing. Get the hell out of here. I didn't come in here just to say hello, you idiot. I got something to tell you. What is it? Everything's all set for tomorrow, unfortunately. You called the guy? Yes, you're welcome. What guy? Vivian knows someone that owns a place where we can train for the show. Oh, that's great. Nice going. Thank you. Finally, some appreciation. Anyway, we'll be starting tomorrow morning, so you should probably get a good night's rest. Thanks for the advice. It was just a suggestion. Thank you, Viv, really. No problem. Well, I'll leave you to it.
Turning to leave the room, Vivian stops.
By the way, which one of us is better? She's not answering that! Why? Scared of the answer? No! I'll see you tomorrow.
Saying this, she walks out, closing the door behind her.
Don't pay any attention to her, babe. She's just trying to get a rise out of you. Yeah, I know. Although I am better, right? Seriously? I'm just curious! Well, keep on being curious. Wait, you're not gonna tell me? Nope. Then you may as well just admit that she's better. I'm not saying that. You don't have to. I'm not having this conversation. I'm going to bed. Not until you answer me. No.
After shouting at each other for an immaturely stupid amount of time.
Damn, that is so fucking realistic to a actual couple. I've lived with people. I haven't been in that many, like, I've been in relationships, but not, like, for a long amount of time to actually live with people. But I've lived with a lot of couples, you know, I was always the guy that crashed on couches and stuff. So, I've seen people argue over the dumbest shit for the longest amount of time. And it's a real thing. It's a real thing.
You do so without ever getting an answer. The next morning.
So, what do you think? It stinks. What you're smelling there is hard work, Mia. Who knew hard work smelled so bad? It's the best I could do, okay? It's not like there were many other options or of places to train that have a ring. It's perfectly fine, Viv. Thank you for getting us in here on such a short notice. Exactly how did you find this place? A guy I know actually owns it, and using my well-known feminine wiles, I convinced him to shut it down for a week just for us. Convinced him? Yep. You made him think he'll get to fuck you, didn't you? Who knows? I wish you wouldn't lead people on like that, Viv. Hey, he knows full well what my sexual orientation is, okay? It's his fault that he's stupid enough to think anything will happen between us. Whatever. Now that we're here, what do we do? Fuck if I know, I just got us the place. Figuring out what to do with it is up to you. We should probably start with the most obvious question then. Where's everyone's fitness level at? Oof. It's not pretty, that's for sure. At least for me. You're still recovering from the fall you had, so we're definitely giving you something easy. True. It's the rest of you that are gonna have to do the most of the heavy lifting in this. I'm pretty fit, right, babe? You are? I don't know if I ever saw you work out. Really? Because I can think of more than a few times.
She says this to you with a naughty smile.
Anyway, I think it's probably safe to say that none of us are all that athletic. To stay something. No arguments there. Plus, with only 9 days, we're definitely not going to get in any kind of real fighting shape. Which is why I suggest we focus on the wrestling side of things. None of us know a thing about that either. No one will expect anything all that impressive out of us, though. We can basically get by with some fake punches and kicks. Maybe a flip here or there? What matters most is the showmanship of it all. She's right. That's what's gonna make or break us. Honestly, I'm not sure I'd trust any of you to throw a fake punch or kick without actually hitting me. I'm sort of in the same boat. That's why this is what we start practicing. How's that for a plan? Sounds good to me. It's the only one we got, so what the hell? Let's do it! Great. So who wants to go first?
A few minutes later.
Why am I going first again? Because you're a guy. So? Because as a guy, you should have no problem taking a hit. What? I have no desire to take a punch just as much as any of you do. Of course you don't, but if you do, you'll be able to walk it off easier. Why do I get the feeling you'll end up accidentally hitting me? Don't be silly. I'd never do something like that. I'm not so sure. You can do it, babe. I believe in you. Really? Why? Shut up, Vivian. You shut up. How about both of you shut the fuck up? Exactly. Now concentrate, Grim. I'm gonna throw a left hook and you're gonna do what? I'm gonna dodge to the right. What? No. Idiot. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna throw a left hook and I'm gonna duck. I'm gonna duck underneath it, obviously. That's right. It's the safest way to evade the punch entirely. That's what I thought. Yay, way to go, babe. Like you said, it's the obvious answer. Hardly something to be praised about for getting right. I know, but it's always good to offer positive encouragement. Exactly right, Sadie. Don't listen to Viv. I'm only having some fun, guys. I'm actually impressed that someone as dumb as Grim was able to get that right. Hey, I heard that. Oh, did you? My bad. I didn't actually mean it. Ignore her, Grim. Just pretend like she's not even here. Okay, you ready? I'm gonna throw two slow left hooks followed by a faster one, so stay on your toes. Got it.
Clenching her first, Mia slowly swings her left hand around and towards your face.
They mean clenching her fist. And you duck it. Good, again.
Once more, she throws the same punch at the same speed. Like last time, you duck it.
Good. This time, I'm coming in hot.
On the third punch, Mia swings her arm around much faster than she did the first two times. For the third and final time, you successfully duck underneath the punch in time.
Good. Looks like your reflexes are actually pretty decent. Well, sure, but that's only because I knew what was coming. Exactly. That's how it'll be for the show, too. Not like we're going to be throwing random blows at each other like a bunch of idiots. Everything will be choreographed. Sounds like there's going to be a lot to remember. There will be, but that's better than getting hit in the face with a stray punch and having your nose broken, right? True. So, Grim, ready to move on to something else? Yeah. Something wrong? Well, do you think you could give me a minute? I'd like to do something first before we go on. Sure. Go ahead. Thanks. Really? Is that truly necessary? You can never be too careful. Your girlfriend is watching right outside the ring, you know? So she gets it. Isn't that right, Sadie? Totally. Must be love. Only explanation there can be for it. Fuck your mother, Vivian. Fuck your mother. What kind of insult is that? Hey, don't bring my mom into this. She's a wonderful lady. You hate your mom. We're just going through a rough patch at the moment, that's all. A 15-year-long rough patch? Whatever. Let's just get on with it. Wait, now that he's all padded up like that, we can really go to town on his ass, right? Only the padded areas. Good enough for me. We should probably learn to do some feints, actually. That's what those wrestlers do, right? They don't actually hit each other for real, I think. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Ah, but I want to get a few hits in on him. You can do it later when we're done. Let's just get it over with now. I might be too tired later on. Too tired?
Moving into the middle of the ring, Vivian takes a closer look at your headgear.
You really think this offers all that much protection? Of course, it was made for taking punches. Also, punches from people who can actually throw them, too. You saying I'm not a good puncher? Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Can we save the dick measuring contest for later? We have more important things to do right now. Even with that thing on, I could still knock your ass out. Then why don't you go ahead and try? You really want me to? I asked, didn't I? Guys, come on. Okay, let's do this. Only the head, got it? Yeah, I got it.
Bracing yourself for impact, you watch Vivian wind up her arm, ready to punch.
Oof!
As her punch lands, you manage to absorb it without too much trouble.
How was that? Fine. See? Told you it'll protect me. That's probably only because I went easy on you. Oh, get the hell out of here. You did not go easy on me. Wanna bet? Let me do it again and I'll make sure you really feel it. Go right ahead. Be careful, Grim. Didn't you just see what happened? I barely even felt that. Well, this one you'll definitely feel.
Winding her arm back once again, you fortify your stance in anticipation for the punch.
Oof.
Just like before, you absorb it with relative ease.
For the love of God, stop this. Even if it doesn't hurt that much, getting smacked in the head can't be good for you. Exactly. Enough of this. I agree. Can't say I like seeing you get hit. I'm fine. This thing is great. Go on, Mia. Have a go. I promise I can barely feel it. I'm not having a go at anything. You're being an idiot. I bet you anything that hurt a lot more than you're letting on. Nope. If you don't believe me, you're more than welcome to try again. Yeah, well, maybe I will. You will not. Fuck, how immature can the both of you be? Next, she'll be having her take nut shots at you. She can do that too if she wants. What? Listen. I'm wearing a cup too. Oh god. You are. Yup. I could probably take a cannon to the groin and I'd be fine. Let's not test that theory. Well, wait a minute. Let's not be too hasty here. I'm not liking where this is going. If he's so sure of its protective capabilities, it only makes sense that we test it out. Why does it make sense? Well?
For a second, Vivian just stays silent, unable to come up with a valid excuse.
Okay, to be honest, I just want an excuse to kick him in the nuts, guilt-free. No, I use those. Sadie. What? I do. So, how's about it, Grim? You're not scared, are you? Scared? Never! Is that a yes? A resounding one. You know what? Fuck it. You two deserve each other. Okay, you ready for it? Do your worst. Don't say that. This is your last chance to back out, Grim. Just do it already. Remember, you wanted this.
Swinging her leg all the way back, Vivian aims the trajectory of her kick at your crotch. And finally,
Well? Did it hurt? Holy fuck! I think that's a yes.
The day after.
Hi-ya! Wow, nice going, Sadie. Yeah, you've really gotten the hang of that. You think? Because it actually felt right. Ouch. Are you okay, Mia? I didn't hurt you, did I? A little, but I'm not sure that can be helped. Yeah. Unlike with Grimm, this type of pain is kind of unavoidable. I suppose so. Where is our little eunuch, anyway? I'm not a eunuch. Oh, there he is. So how are the twins going? They're fine. They're just a little banged up. Well, you have nobody else to blame except yourself. We did warn you about doing that. Do you have to keep reminding me of that? I know you did. F in the chats for Grimm's balls. And you still didn't listen. I said I know. By the way, did you just see what I did to Mia? It was awesome. Yeah, I did happen to catch that. Looks like you're a natural. I think so too. Here, Mia. Let me do it again. Whoa, settle down there, will ya? I'm still dizzy from the one before. Oh, sorry. I'm just excited, that's all. It's really impressive how you learned to do that in just a day. Day and a half. It's afternoon now, Grimm. There's something you want to say, Vivian? Yeah, actually. A day and a half to recover from taking one to the nuts? Weak, dude. Weak. As a woman, you wouldn't understand. It's an extremely sensitive area, and it really is. For all the ladies that are here and haven't ran off, I'm gonna tell you, as a man, like, even accidentally grazing a ball on something, I mean accidentally, like, even if you put pressure on it to a certain extent, like, I'm not even saying, like, squeezing it, but I'm like, you put it up against something and there's just a little push. If you can feel the pain, and like your body feels it, like the nerves and everything. It's a horrible, horrible thing. Then you shouldn't do it to begin with. I don't know how these guys did the whole ow my balls for as long as they did on the internet. Remember, there was a whole era where it was just ow my balls. People were trying to harm their balls in the worst ways possible. And they were making a lot of money off of it from YouTube. Back in the day when I would watch funny internet videos of people injuring themselves. That was the day, right? Now it's all crap. I know that now. Alright, that'll do. Can we please just move on from that debacle? I'd love nothing more. Anyway, seeing Sadie do that makes me curious to know what else I missed. Nothing nearly as impressive as that. Hey, what do you mean? Didn't you see the forward roll I did just a few minutes ago? No, I did. My point still stands. Well, I thought it was pretty cool. What about you, Mia? Besides being a ragdoll for Sadie, is there anything you've got up your sleeve? Not really. Yeah, we clearly have a ton of work to do, still. So let's stop with the chatter and get back to practicing, okay? Sounds like a plan.
Jumping into the ring, you bang out a few quick stretches to limber yourself up.
Okay, let's do this. Dork, screw you.
For the next few hours, the five of you continue learning a few basic moves that wrestlers are known to do, and while it is certainly no cakewalk, your motivation means that it's only a matter of time before you get the hang of it.
Great work, everyone. After seeing how much effort all of you put into it today, I'm certain we'll be able to pull this off. Totally. Yeah, I think so, too. Meet three. Grimm, we need to get going now. Will you please let go of Vivian already? Just a second. I'm just about to choke her out. Why are you trying to choke her out in the first place? Because she said I wouldn't be able to. You won't. What if you hurt her? Do you even know what you're doing? Yeah, I've watched a few videos. A few videos?
Grabbing your arms, Grace pulls you off Vivian immediately.
Ugh. Why'd you do that? I almost had her. You could have killed her. Could never. You can barely breathe. I think there was at least a slight chance. Grim, let's go. Where are you two going again? We're meeting up with a guy I met at the costume party. Both of you? That's a little weird, isn't it? I'm escorting her to make sure she doesn't try anything funny. Yeah. Plus, if he does, you can always do that choke on him like you just did with Viv. Well, as long as he lets you. I still could even if he didn't. As if. I'm a girl and I had to give up my back just for you to even get a hold of me. You think I can't do it otherwise? I guarantee you can't. That's it. Get over here. God, how weak are you? Yep, we're gonna be late.
Finally, about an hour later.
How's it going in there? Good, I'm almost ready. Does it fit okay? I think so. Oh wow, you look great, Pete. You think? Absolutely, very handsome. You're just saying that. I'm not. Tell him, Grim, he looks cute, right? Cute? Good, then. He looks good, doesn't he? Yeah! Yeah, I'd say he looks pretty good. See, even Grim says so. I'm not so sure he even thinks that. Seems more like he's just being nice. Bullshit. He isn't even that kind of person. Hey, what's that supposed to mean? I'm nice! You two have a fun dynamic, you know that? We do? How so? I don't know, there's just something special that I can't quite put my finger on. Oh? That's ridiculous. We're no different than anyone else. Guess so. Anyway, Grim, would you wear this? Sure, I don't see why not. All I'm gonna say is the ladies will definitely like the way you look in that.
You're gonna like the way you look. I guarantee it.
Guaranteed. Really? That would be new. Still, we got plenty of time, so you can try on a few more things and see what you think. Oh, fuck. Sure. I mean, if you're not too busy. Not at all. Now, come on. Let's go take a look together.
Grabbing Pete's forearm, Mia leads him back out to the clothing racks, leaving you standing right where you are, alone.
Guess I'll just wait here, then.
Another hour later, after you finally finished shopping...
Now that hits the spot. So, Pete, I never asked, but what made you decide to go shopping for some new clothes today? There wouldn't happen to be a girl you're interested in, is there? Actually, I knew it. Who is she? A friend? Maybe a co-worker? At this point, if he says Mia, it'd almost be funny. Well, sort of. I wonder who this mysterious girl could be. I don't know. But we're going to find out next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more returning to Mia. So stay tuned, guys. I'm out.